I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss growing up. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. It's Thursday. It's Gaming Thursday, and I was going to show you a game today, something that I'm working on currently, not a game idea, let's say that, and talk to you about my design process and that sort of stuff, but something happened, and I thought, man, that's going to be a perfect episode for today, and I got all excited about it, and then that thing didn't happen. And I don't want to go into details yet, because I don't want to give it away. But last week, like Thursday or Friday or so, I ordered myself something special. Nothing expensive. Like under $40. But it's a toy. I mean, I don't consider it a toy. But it's a toy, right? It's a toy. And I got a shipping notice on, like, Tuesday, and I was all excited because I thought it was that thing, and then I got the delivery confirmation this morning, because I get, like, the post office gives me updates on every package that's shipped to my address, so I thought this was the thing that I had ordered, and I was excited. I was going to come home, I was going to turn the camera on, talk to you, we were going to walk to the mailbox together, get it out of the mailbox, I would open it and show it to you. It didn't happen. So for like the past 5 days, I've been anticipating this thing. The last 7 days, I've been anticipating this thing showing up. I never did get an email confirmation that it was shipped, but I still was like, oh, maybe they just didn't send me the email, but, you know. And so if you know me personally, my personal friends, my family, Jamie, they know I'm not very good at being an adult. I'm a grown-up because I'm old and I have children, but I never grew up. And I don't think that's uncommon. I think if you ask anybody who's over the age of, say, 30, maybe even like 26, 27, they will tell you that they don't feel like they've aged past their teens. Because I don't think we really... There's a certain set of social skills and intellectual skills that you develop in your teenage years that allow you to see the world a certain way or to recognize when responsibility is required. This is what you need to do to function as an adult. And after that, there's really no more big life lessons. Yes, there's change, constant change. You will go through career lessons, depending on your field of work. You will go through relationship lessons if you get married, stuff like that. But really, the chunk of what you need to do to survive as an adult in the modern world is taught to you between the age of, like, 13 and 20, say. Maybe 21. And so that's basically when you're emotional and intellectual development just stopped. I'm obviously being generalistic here, and I don't mean to say that you can't learn anymore. I'm just saying that there's a definitive point when you don't feel like you're growing up anymore. And for me, that was about 15. That was the first time that I recognized that I had a mental problem. That was the first time I tried earnestly to kill myself, and I never grew up past that point. Good or bad, it doesn't matter. I'm still a kid. I act like a kid when I'm not in adult environments. I'm a kid. And I've been anticipating the arrival of a toy for a week, like excited about this thing, couldn't wait to show it to you, couldn't wait to mess with it. I'm more excited about this toy than any of the hundreds of dollars of tools I have in here. And that feels good. Because if growing up means that I can't get excited about a toy, then I never want to grow up. I don't ever want to be that curmudgeon-y old man who's like, back in my day, we had to shovel and we liked it. I don't want to be like that. I want to play with my kids and I want to get excited with them about the new line of collectible toys that come out every year. I want to get excited with them about the new Disney movie and, you know, that stuff that I never lost my, that I never lost the magic for that sort of thing. And it is magic. It's this, like, there's this certain joy that comes with being a kid that just seems to evaporate with as people age. And I don't want to ever, like, let my kid reservoir drain, right? I don't imagine myself ever stop, you know, I want to goof off my whole life. I want to be goofy. But man, even as an adult, when something doesn't work out like this, when the package wasn't there when I got home, I was just like, uh-huh. You know, like the kid at the store who didn't, he goes there to get what he wants and it's not there and now he's completely deflated. And it makes me happy to feel that way because it's like, oh, cool, I haven't lost the magic. I'm not some grumpy old man who knows that, oh, it'll come and I'll get the thing and I'll go, don't worry about it, son. It'll be there when you go to the mailbox the next time. I don't know. I want it now. I want to have it and play with it. Yeah. It's part of growing up, I guess, but I'm not ready to do that. Yeah, I pay my bills. I keep the inspections current on my vehicles, and I have insurance and a mortgage. I have all this adult stuff. But really, none of that is difficult. It's just like doing homework when you're a kid. It's stuff that gets in the way of having fun. And I just try to get it out of the way as quickly as possible so I can go straight back to having fun. And yeah. So, the thing's not here. Life goes on. My girls were excited, but hopefully they'll be distracted by the neighbors tonight, so I might have to worry about disappointing them, and hopefully it'll show up, you know, next week, and we can celebrate and have fun together and all that good stuff, but whatever. This is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's the 80th episode of this show, which means that for 4 months, 5 days a week, I've been in your subscription box without missing a beat. Wow. That's amazing to me that I've successfully done this, but I would tell you when I came home today, there was extenuating circumstances as to how I was going to get this episode shot and uploaded, and I was prepared to go to great lengths to make it happen. I had a plan worked out on how I was going to shoot this and upload this, even though I have some circumstances right now that are beyond the control, but it is what it is. But the fact that I was so dedicated to this program that I was going to dramatically inconvenience myself to make it happen, that means good things for me personally. Internally, that means that I value this program, hopefully, as much or more than you do, because I'm ultimately the one responsible for making it happen. And if it doesn't happen, then none of us get anything out of it. So, whatever. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for subscribing. And don't forget to comment. Let me know about your childhood moments as an adult. Do you still have childhood feelings and moments? Do you feel like an adult? Let me know. Let's talk about that in the comments. Tomorrow, 80th episode, I have a question. Ask me more questions in the comments for tomorrow, and we'll get back to doing maybe a Q&A, and I have something else I'd like to talk to you about. So that's it for today. Thanks for stopping by, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from aenet.esuhsd.org. I don't know what the heck that means. Who is the captain of the Mayflower? I think that question is supposed to be who was the captain of the Mayflower? If there's still somebody captaining the Mayflower, that's pretty darn impressive. The Speedwell turned out to be a leaky ship and so was unusable to make the famous voyage with the Mayflower. Christopher Jones was the captain of the Mayflower when it took the pilgrims to England in 1620. Interesting. I had no idea. Also, that random fact was really poorly culled. There should be like a report this to Google. Yeah.